Good morning. Thank you all for coming. My name's Ed Mast. I'm a volunteer with the Seattle Mideast Awareness Campaign. Here's what happened. In October of this year, Seattle Mideast Awareness Campaign submitted a proposal for an ad to run on King County Metro Transit buses. The ad went through the regular approval process in King County Metro and King County Administration. It was approved and accepted. They had the same standards then that they have now. So they found it to be neither incitement nor any kind of unacceptable speech. We signed a contract. We paid King County, we paid the advertising agency, we paid to have them printed. The banners were printed. They are now ready printed to go up on buses. We have one of them that they sent to us. This is one of the ads that would have gone up on a bus or was a backup in case of one of the ads was destroyed or something happened to it. That's as they always do with any ad. We submitted this to them a couple of weeks ago so that the ad could go up beginning on December 27th of this year. December 27th will be 2 years after the beginning of the State of Israel's assault on Gaza, December 27th, 2008, which 1,400 Palestinians were killed, most of them non-combatants, 300 or more of them children, which the UN and Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch and B'Tselem, an Israeli Jewish human rights organization, found evidence of targeting of civilians, found evidence that the Israeli Defense Forces were using Palestinian civilians as human shields, found evidence that the Israeli army was using illegal weaponry, found evidence of war crimes. The United States has continued to block further investigation of Israeli war crimes. The United States has continued to give several billion dollars of military support to the State of Israel, more than any other country in the year. Even though there is a U.S. law, the Arms Export Control Act, several U.S. laws that say we should not be giving aid to countries that commit war crimes. We should not be giving aid to countries that have a consistent pattern of gross violations of human rights. So our ad, as you can see, says Israeli war crimes, your tax dollars at work. We're trying to draw attention to the misspending of our tax money supporting war crimes overseas. Now, we did not break this story. We were going to send you all a press release on Sunday night, December 26th, and hope that one or two of you might take a little interest. Someone else, we don't know who, broke the story a week ago. We began getting calls on Monday. We didn't break this story. The story began when groups in Seattle tried to stop the ad from going up. The story began when King County officials started threatening to have the ad stopped. They're on to us. Those who wanted to stop the free speech of addressing Israeli war crimes and U.S. support went over our heads to the county administration and attempted to stop it. As you know, in doing so, they have created an international news story about Israeli war crimes. We didn't create that story. They have mounted a campaign to disrupt the normal operations of King County Metro Transit. A campaign of email spamming, of filling up email boxes, of filling up voicemails. King County Metro has had to put extra staff to handle all of this. The opposition groups have gone to King County Metro with threats of violence, both imagined against themselves and imagined against our ads on the buses. They have demonstrated no credible claim of safety hazard. They are simply saying the falsehood that criticizing the actions of an overseas government is the same as criticizing some group in this country. So King County Metro, having approved our ad, finally gave in to this bullying, intimidation, and threat, and decided to withdraw our ad based on content.
That's right.
Having approved the content, they then withdrew the ad based on content. Now, they withdrew other ads as well. They were concerned about the disruption of our services. We did not create the disruption. Our ad did not create the disruption. Those who want the ad silenced created the disruption and the threat. We are very disturbed that King County will enable further tactics of bullying, intimidation, and threats by giving in to this sort of tactic now. I'm going to let our several other speakers introduce themselves. We have people from the church community, from the Jewish community, from the legal community, and from the community of concern, both on the issues of equal rights in Israel and Palestine, U.S. foreign policy mistakes, and appropriate free speech in our country. Thank you all for coming.
Hi, my name is Peter Lippman, and I'm a Jewish human rights activist here in Seattle. I work with the Network for Peace and Justice in the Middle East, and I want to say a couple of things about how I don't feel that those Jewish organizations who purport to represent the Jewish community do not represent me and my sentiments, and they do not represent tens of thousands of Jews in this country who oppose Israeli policies, and they oppose American support, ongoing, uncritical support of those Israeli policies. And of course, the main manifestation of that support is those billions of dollars that this U.S. administration gives and grants to the Israeli government every year, $3 to $6 billion. Now, those organizations who basically put extreme pressure on Metro and on King County Council to censor these ads, among which are the American Jewish Community, Stand With Us, and a couple other even more fanatical and more extreme from around the country, they put, I think, almost unbearable pressure on our county council and on the Metro to implement this censorship. I would hate to have been in the position of the county council. They were threatening to hire ads that said things like, don't side with the savages, and $1 billion aid to Hamas. Now, how ridiculous is that? And how Jewish is that? There's nothing Jewish about that extremism. I want to get to the point of what these ads are about. That is our free speech to present another side, an important side that is not generally seen in the mainstream media. It's basically, I could say, censored or self-censored, and that is the situation of the war crimes and atrocities that are going on in Israel, going on in the occupied territories. That has to stop, and the way that we as responsible American citizens can pressure to stop that is to educate our public to discontinue that ongoing billions of dollars of U.S. aid to Israel. That's what this sign, the war crimes, Israeli war crimes, is about. Now, the criticism has been made that this could foment violence in this community against the Jewish community. And I think that's an extreme statement and a sidetrack. It's a way of changing the subject. We want to keep on track. We want to keep on the subject. Of course, all of us human rights activists unanimously and insistently oppose all violence. It hurts me when the Jewish Federation was attacked a couple years ago. It hurts me when my friends and relatives in Israel are attacked and when they have to cower in the stairwells, as some of them told me. But let's get a sense of scale here. For example, in the invasion of Gaza that started 2 years ago Monday, in that 3 weeks of assault on Gaza, literally 100 times as many Palestinians, mostly civilians, were killed as Israelis. And many of those Israelis were killed by so-called friendly fire. So let's get a sense of scale here. And let's look at the root of all of this violence. The root of all of this violence is the occupation and the injustice perpetrated against Palestinians. What's Jewish about that? There's nothing Jewish about that. And the root of that violence has a lot to do with uncritical U.S. support, ongoing support for these Israeli policies. And I, as a Jewish person and human rights activist, do not support that. So we need to fight the censorship, we need to fight the occupation and the discrimination and the atrocities. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Neil Fox. I'm a lawyer in Seattle and I work with the National Lawyers Guild. For what it's worth, I'm Jewish and I'm part of Seattle's diverse Jewish community. Many of us within the Jewish community here in Seattle oppose Israeli war crimes. We oppose Del Constantine's unilateral and illegal action in withdrawing the Metro bus ads. Del Constantine has caved in to extremist pressure, extremist forces who have urged him to violate our cherished rights to freedom of speech. His decision makes no sense and is illegal. Once a government agency opens itself up as a forum for freedom of speech, a free speech, as Metro has done by accepting advertising on the side of its buses, it violates the First Amendment to the United States Constitution to pick and choose what type of speech goes up based upon the content of that speech. You can't deny freedom of speech simply because of loud complaints by those opposed to that speech. Simply because Stand With Us, which is an extremist force in our country, which supports violence overseas, simply because they waged a campaign to overburden Metro's email accounts or server, that doesn't give them the right to deny us freedom of speech. That's a cherished right of the First Amendment. You can't deny freedom of speech because some extremist forces in our community may find it offensive. Executive Constantine's actions are absurd. To say that Metro won't display, quote, non-commercial billboards or posters is meshugana, which is Yiddish for crazy. Does this mean that Dow Constantine's own political ads, when he runs for re-election, won't be on the sides of Metro buses? Does this mean that Metro won't run ads by organizations spreading education about AIDS or child abuse or animal abuse? Does this mean that the only speech that King County values is commercial speech, speech designed to sell us things that we may or may not need? This is an absurdity. It's unworkable. It's not going to last. It's completely unworkable. Freedom of speech is a bedrock principle of our society. This is what makes our country different than the state of Israel, which doesn't have freedom of speech for Palestinians. This is why we live here in the land of freedom. Dow Constantine's actions offend the Constitution. They're illegal. And the National Lawyers Guild calls upon him to retract his decision immediately. Thank you.
Right on! Yeah!
My name is John Otto Lienstolpe. I am a retired Lutheran pastor here in the Seattle area. I speak here today not on behalf of any particular congregation or church organization, but on behalf of many, many Christians in the King County area who are deeply concerned about the situation in Palestine, Israel. I'm concerned about them because under the last 40 years, long before that, from 1947, the Christian community in Palestine, which has been as much as 40% of the population, has been decimated by the policies of Israel, the policies of occupation. We are now less than 2% of the population, and those churches that are being decimated are the oldest churches in our world. I have worked here locally with leaders of the Jewish community, with Jews, to help educate the American population about the fact that Arabs and Jews in Israel-Palestine can and do get along together, that there are many positive things happening there. The one thing I have not been able to create successfully a dialogue about is the fact that Israel now, through its occupation, which is illegal, is decimating the whole Palestinian community, including that part of the community which remains and is Christian. I very much hope that this banner campaign would open more dialogue on this critical question of why are we as America supporting policies of Israel? Not we support Israel, but the particular policy of occupation. Why are we supporting a policy which is not only leading to our discredit throughout the world, but also is leading to Israel's discredit? As a Christian, I am committed to the well-being of the Israelis and the state of Israel, but that is not being served, we believe, by the current policy that our nation is supporting in Palestine, Israel. The occupation must be ended, and the American support for the policies of the Israeli Defense Force, as occurred in Gaza and in the West Bank, must be ended. Not only for the sake of Christians in Palestine, but for all Palestinians and for the sake of Israelis. Thank you.
Hello, I am Adrienne Weller. I'm a Jewish American and I'm active in groups for Palestinian rights and also the Seattle United to Stop FBI Repression. The Dow Constantine shutting down the bus ads to me is linked to the FBI raiding and subpoenaing Palestinian and other solidarity activists in the Midwest. Their free speech is being shut down nationally and locally. Dissent of U.S. foreign policy is a First Amendment right and must not be, people must not be censored, subpoenaed, raided, and threatened with jail because they dare to criticize our wars in Iran, Afghanistan, our billions of dollars given to Israel and used to bully and intimidate and murder Palestinians. This is a basic free speech issue. If Americans and all residents of this country don't speak up now, we're soon not going to be able to have a voice to criticize our country's actions.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Kay Bullitt, and I've been interested in Middle East projects for a long time. I think that Dow Constantine had a real problem because of all the disruption of the bus service and all the telephone calls he's been getting. But I think that this result of the reaction to this proposed bus side shows how important it is to get important ideas out where people can think about them, and especially children. I think that having interesting questions put on buses to make people think about the issues of the time would be wonderful, and we'd get a lot more understanding of the world than we do with just a lot of commercial ads. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Nada Elia. I'm Palestinian from Jerusalem. Both of my parents were expelled from Jerusalem in 1948 and have never been allowed back. I am a local Seattle activist. I'm an activist with USACB, the United States Campaign for Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel. And I'm here to speak about what, in a broader context, what this shutting down of the banners did. I think it's really important to think of this as a temporary setback for free speech. It's a very sad day for Seattle when free speech is set back this way, but it's a temporary setback. We will not be silent.
Decided to hold these ads. It created a very false situation between the ads that we have, our own banner, and the counter banners that we have. So by saying that if we're on news, we're going to have to run the other ones, it of U.S. foreign policy, of Israel, of a state policy. The other aspect of going to Iran, which could say, between a civilized man and a savage, who would you side with? Those are hate speech. If that's not hate speech, what is? Whereas this is not hate speech. This is criticism of foreign policy.
When you equate criticism of foreign policy with hate speech, you are setting up a false symmetry. And that's a very, very important distinction to make. We are not even comparing apples and oranges. We are comparing apples and zucchini, apples and orca whales, apples and whatever. These are not the same. So creating this false symmetry is a very, very dangerous slippery slide, and we need to stop that. We are critical of foreign policy. We are critical of a state engaging in war crimes. Comparing that to someone saying, we want to run an ad saying, between the civilized man and the savages, who would you side with? Or rather, side with the civilized man. Comparing the Palestinian people to savages is racist hate speech, and the two ads must not be equated. And Metro has equated the two by saying, by running one, we would be running the other. So that's one false symmetry we need to be aware of. Another false symmetry we need to be aware of is, it's not a false symmetry, but it's a comparison that was made that is totally irrelevant, is the members of those special interest groups who basically were against us said that they were always on their guard. They have to be cautious. We, the anti-war activists, are the ones who have to be cautious. As Adrienne said, we, the anti-war activists, the non-violent resistors, the critics of foreign policy, the critics of war, the critics of war crimes, the critics of violations of human rights, we are the ones who are being subpoenaed. We are the ones who are being silenced. We are the ones who are being muzzled, harassed, stalked. We get hate mail. We are the ones who are on our guards, and we will not shut up, and we will not be silent, because if we give in to bullying, once we start ignoring our rights, that's when we say, it's okay, take them away. We will not ignore our rights, despite the harassment, despite the intimidation, despite the bullying. We will keep speaking out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming. Instead of taking questions up here, I'm just going to propose that our speakers will gather over here and that you can move in for closer individual interviews and questions with them there. Please stay tuned. If we don't have your contacts, please give them to us. We are considering our options, and we will be taking actions to keep our message alive. Thanks so much for coming. We're considering our options.
Well, I had a few questions. You know, a question that
all right.
had to do with him is, right now there's you know, five cameras, most all major local media here, putting this on the web, on television, newspapers, so on and so forth. You guys are getting a lot more exposure. And I think a lot of viewers are going to be like, wow, you guys are getting a lot more exposure now than you would have if you put it on a bus. Do you think that this is playing out in your guys' benefit as well?
I suppose one could make that argument, but as well as talking about Israeli war crimes, we want to raise awareness. We want to insert the issues about Israel's accountability for the crisis into the conversation in this country. And so if our ad and if our side of the conversation is suppressed, that sends a message of suppression of it. The opposition is trumpeting this as a victory. They are now going to say that this is inappropriate speech, and some people are going to listen to that. So I feel that we and King County are also accountable to the ongoing movement for social justice. And we would like to say to the movement for social justice, it is possible to address difficult issues in this country.
Do you agree that this is an illegal restriction?
I'm not a lawyer, and we're consulting with lawyers and with the ACLU about it, so I don't have a specific legal opinion. My understanding is that the King County approved the content of this ad, said there was no incitement, no inappropriate speech in this ad, and then gave in to public pressure about the content of the ad. And it seems to me that that is, again, a very dangerous step about free speech.
What did they tell you when they rejected the ads yesterday at 4 o'clock?
Well, King County Metro and King County are using the... Well, King County has said a couple of things. They've informed us that they have not accepted our ads, which is curious language because they had already accepted our ads. They're trying to avoid saying that they've now changed their mind and rejected our ads, and that's the case. They are using the elements of their standards about incitement and about disruption to say that it's come to their understanding that this could be an incitement and disruption. That's what they've used.
Incitement and disruption.
Of Metro service, both the internal operation of Metro and possible disruption of bus service.
Are they worrying about protests and stuff like that surrounding it?
I suppose. They're worrying about a variety of things. It's already been a huge burden on them because they feel like they've had to increase security. They have extra staff doing phones and emails. There, a lot of staff time is going into this. So this certainly was their complaint. Again, our stance is we have not caused that. Sorry. We have not caused that. Our ad didn't cause that. Normal operation at Metro would be for our ad to go up and go on buses and for them to carry 357,000 people a day. The opposition that wants to silence us is willing to disrupt that operation, to silence this criticism of government policy.
Mr. Master, what do you think, though, of Metro's argument that the situation has changed? Yes, your ad was approved, but now with all of this passionate, maybe a firestorm perhaps of criticism and the potential for a violent reaction in some way, circumstances have changed, and that's why the ad can no longer be put on the buses.
They have not expressed it that way. They have not expressed that there might be a violent reaction to the ads because they're not going to those communities and saying, stop your violent reaction. I would think that would be the appropriate section to take. Now, if a situation changes, of course, they could take it down and they could refuse our ad, as they could have done in the first place, and they could let us come up with a variation of the message. We actually have variations of the message that we've been concerned with all along. Our bedrock message is equal rights for Israelis and Palestinians, so we're ready to go forward with that, but they weren't interested in that. They were instead interested in sidestepping the whole issue, and that's what we think is inappropriate.
So you don't have the option of even revising it at this point?
That was not offered to us.
You said you anticipated the ad might create anger. Isn't that Metro's point? An ad that might create anger could create danger for bus passengers.
They have ads that might create anger all the time. Ads about atheism, ads in favor of abortion, against abortion. They are very used to controversy. They've had ads about this issue before, about our very issue before on their buses. Anger would be expressed with some letters, some calls, some expressions of concern. The opposition to silence this ad created a firestorm. I think they're regretting it, actually. But they created a firestorm to suppress the ad, not just say, we object to this, but we want to silence this. That's what's inappropriate.
Who created the firestorm? Who specifically?
We don't know. Again, we were going to put out a press release in a couple of days from now. The story broke on last Friday when I got a call from King TV. We do not know. We were carefully keeping it a secret, and we're a small enough organization that I know everybody in it. So we simply don't know who sent that out. But then the opposition groups, and again, I don't know exactly who started this because no one... I heard about it from reporters, went to the King County administration. And on Monday morning, I started getting calls before we had sent out our press release. We then scrambled and we're going to send the release. I started getting calls when members of King County Council started making public statements about silencing the ad. Not objections to the ad, but about silencing the ad. That was the story that created the firestorm.